Committee will come to Citizens Committee will come to order. Lisa, please call the roll.
Chair Brandis?
Here.
Vice Chair Bracy?
Here.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Gruters?
Here.
Senator Harrell?
Here.
Senator Perry? Senator Roussan?
Here.
Senator Tadeo? A quorum is present.
Thank you. If you'll please put all your electronic devices on stun, anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant or the sergeant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We have a total of two bills coming up today. Let's take up tab one, Senate Bill 782 on youthful offenders by Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. SB 782 permits a court but does not require the court to impose a sentence as a youthful offender if the person committed a felony before they turned 21 years of age. The present law does not, I really treat it as a glitch, but the present law provides that if you are actually adjudicated after the time you turned 21, then you cannot be a youthful offender. This creates the incongruous situation in which delays of the criminal justice system would deny a person who might otherwise be able to be, if the court were to permit it, a youthful offender adjudication, to have such adjudication.
Very good. Senators, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing none, is there any appearance forms? Great. We have Carlos Martinez, public defender of the 11th Circuit.
Good morning. I'm speaking on behalf of the Florida Public Defender Association. First, I want to thank the senator for a very good bill, and we do consider it a glitch bill. It looks like about 10 years ago, the state of Florida law was that the judge did have the authority and the prosecutors did have the authority to make plea bargains and to allow a youthful offender to actually be sentenced, but it was based on the date of the offense. Something happened in 2008 that it got changed, the language got changed, to based on the birthday of the person who was going to be sentenced. So instead of allowing for the court process to work its way through, whether it's by trial, whether it's by plea bargaining, the trial preparation and all the things that would normally go and happen are not able to happen currently under the current situation in Florida law. The current situation in Florida law forces a young person to forego their due process rights. I mean, we're all in favor of having due process. That's what we have a court process. But the defendant in this case, if it's a 21-year-old, he's essentially rushing against the birthday to make sure they get sentenced before foregoing any investigation in the case, any discussions. So this bill actually corrects a problem and adds options to the judge, to the prosecutor, and more importantly, for due process for that defendant.
Great. Senator's questions? Seeing none. All right. Is there any debate on the bill?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any debate? Senator Simmons, you're recognized to close.
Wave closing.
Very good. Lisa, please call the roll on Senate Bill 782.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo? Vice Chair Bracy?
Yes.
Chair Brandis?
Yes, and by your vote, the bill is reported favorably. Thank you, President.
Mr. Chair, thank you, and thank you, Senators.
All right, Senators, let's take up tab two, Senate Bill 910, Court Order Treatment Programs by Senator Gaynor. Senator Gaynor, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The current law allows U.S. military veterans who receive a general discharge or higher who suffer from military-related illnesses, traumatic brain injury, substance abuse disorder, or psychological problems, and U.S. service members who suffer from the same afflictions to participate in a veterans court, which has worked, as we've had great success with, the judges have just took this thing and run with it, and they're doing some really great things. Current law does not allow participation of veterans who receive less than a general discharge current to former private military contractors or military members of a foreign allied country who are now present in the U.S. Such persons face the same trauma as those service members and veterans currently eligible for Veterans Court. This proposal is to expand the eligibility included to them. Entry to a Veterans Court is based upon the sentencing court's assessment of the defendant's criminal history, military service, substance abuse, treatment needs, mental health treatment, amenability to the services of the program, the recommendation of the state attorney and the victim, if any, and the defendant's agreement to enter the program, similar to other problem-solving courts, administration is not guaranteed. This bill really just expands the scope of our military courts and our military, the veterans courts. And we hesitated a little bit in including the dishonorably discharged, but the dishonorably discharged were probably discharged in the service or could have been for the same behavior that got them back in the court. And so the judges feel like they're better off to be able to have the option to deal with them in veterans court and stop them from coming back through the revolving door. It's they think that a lot of the problems that they've got over, that they've had in the military might have caused the dishonorable discharge in the first place. The factors that determine if an individual is appropriate for veterans court is based on initial screening to distinguish between bad actors and those persons whose criminal actions are related to trauma suffered while in the military service. So if there's something there that means that they shouldn't be in there, then the judges, the veterans court will find it out real quick and then help the people that we can help. And that's the bill.
Thank you, Senator Gaynor. Any questions for Senator Gaynor? Appearance cards. We have Carlos Martinez from Florida Public Defenders Association.
Wave and support.
Thank you. Judge Stephen Lifeman, Steering Committee on Problem-Solving Courts.
Thank you. Wave and support unless you have any questions.
Thank you. Dan Hendrickson, Tallahassee Veterans Legal Collaborative. You're recognized.
Thank you. Dan Hendrickson, volunteer with the Tallahassee Veterans Legal Collaborative. This is a bill that's, like y'all, several of y'all, we were hoping would pass last year. It did pass the Senate with no negative votes. But this year, we have a chance to expand the remedies for veterans, and we've worked with the veterans courts here, and we really feel this is a modest expansion of these remedies, and we would wish that there are other things that could even be done through this bill or some of the other bills moving through. There's one issue that we've talked with the sponsor about. He agrees that the delay until October of 2020 seems unnecessary, and for many of our veterans, that may end up being an unfortunate delay. It doesn't need to be going into effect that late, so we would hope that at some point in the process that can be amended so that it could become in effect immediately upon becoming law rather than waiting an extra year. Any questions?
Thank you for your testimony. That concludes appearance cards. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Gaynor, you're recognized to close on the bill. Okay. Lisa, please call the roll on SB 910.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Gruters?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo? Vice Chair Bracey?
Yes.
And Chair Brandis?
By your vote, SB 910 is reported favorably. That concludes the bills on the agenda. I was asked to read this by Chair Brandis, who had to step out. Tomorrow we will roll out our subcommittee's budget, You are all aware of the challenges we face in adequately funding all of the critical components of the criminal justice system. The budget requests from the agencies in our jurisdiction all represent real needs, which makes the funding decisions incredibly difficult. I thank each of the agencies who have met with me and the staff to talk about the essential needs, and you, members of this committee, for your input and assistance as we have worked through the first step of this process. I welcome your continued input as we move forward. Are there any comments? That will conclude our meeting. And Senator Roussan moves that we rise. Thank you.